Thank you very much, Robin.
Hi, thank you for calling Offer Home. This is Andy.
Hi, Andy. I was wondering if you could perhaps make me an offer on our home.
Of course, we can definitely help you with that. Give me just a second.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so it sounds like you have a house you're looking to sell or a property you're looking to sell?
Yes, sir. It's a house.
Okay. All right. What side of town is the property located on?
8th Avenue and Union Hills.
Okay. And, yeah, we definitely purchase in that area. If you just want to provide me with the address, what I'll do is I'll take a look at the area, see if there's anything we can do to provide you an offer.
Okay. It's 804 West Rosemont Drive.
And I'm sorry, that's 804 West Rosemont Drive?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Just making sure. And in regards to this property, what can you tell me about it?
Well, I can... Let me get my folder out. Let's see.
Well, I guess, you know,
in reference to what would you like to know?
More specific, right? That's kind of a... yeah, that's what I was going to say. I guess, you know, I'll be more specific. You know, I guess in regards to selling, I mean, what would be the best situation? Or is it something you're looking to do right away? Is it going to be time or...
Right, and we're kind of in a time crunch matter. We had an emergency come up, and so what's the quickest that we could sell it and actually like get the check to be able to use? You know what I mean?
Of course, and I asked. I mean, that's exactly why I'm asking. I mean, I don't take joy in being nosy. It's just a matter of we want to make sure we provide good service.
It's just an emergency came up, and it's just something that I guess that we decided we have to do, you know.
I understand.
We looked at our options, and this is the best thing we came up with.
Life will throw the curveball sometimes, and you got to be ready to improvise. So, you know, if it seems like this is going to be the best option for you guys, as far as time, you asked me, you know, what would be the soonest you guys can get some sort of check or payment, right? You know,
yes,
this is something that we have the ability to do, you know, in as soon as seven days. We have done it in less than 7 days, but standard time is 2 to 3 weeks. And it's just a matter of what you prefer and what you need out of it. I mean, if you said, hey, Andy, look, we need this done in 7 days or less, you know, we can make that happen. So just in terms of the sale, is the property rented out? Are you living there?
It is rented out. We do have tenants. They pay religiously on the third of every month. They're good. They're gold as far as that goes. They've been tenants for several years now. It's just life just sucks, unfortunately. We're needing the funds. If I'm just being blunt and honest with you, we're needing at least 10 grand. Would subside us, you know, for, you know, the 7 to 14 days or whatever you're saying that it usually takes, like, immediate need is like 10 grand of it. And then I don't know if that's even a possibility or something like that.
We have programs where, like, you know, if you needed like upfront cash, that's something we can discuss. What happens is it just comes out of the proceeds from the sale, but, you know, let's see what we can do about possibly making an offer. I mean, it sounds like if this is something that, you know, we could make you an offer on that made you happy, you know, and that both sides were comfortable with and happy with, is just something you're looking to act on right away, or is it going to be some time before you even make that final decision?
No, it would be something to act on immediately, actually.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Now I understand there's renters there. Did you let them know that you were planning on selling, or what's the situation with that?
We mentioned it to them. I don't know if they knew how serious we were about it. Of course, we didn't know that our unfortunate events were actually going to transpire, which it did.
Yes.
It's been mentioned to them, so it wouldn't come as a huge shock, you know. But,
yeah, exactly. So it's like something they'd be willing, and this is something. I mean, you know, you can expect
they wouldn't give you any problems.
That's why, Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It was like, this is something you can expect. So every home buying company, not just me, everybody else is going to tell you, hey, you know, the property, you know, needs to be, you know, vacant at close of escrow, right? So meaning that it's empty. And it doesn't necessarily have to be empty, but there has to be a plan with the renters that are in there, you know, before closing. So as long as they're, you know, they'd be okay with moving out and we give them whatever time they need, then that's all we really look for.
Oh, absolutely. No, they'd be fine with that. Absolutely. Yeah, there wouldn't be any problems
okay.
with that.
Yes, ma'am.
Like I said, if they've been
good
tenants
good
of ours for years.
Are tough to come across, yeah. Yeah, good tenants are tough to come across, and it sounds like you guys have good tenants. So it's just part of it. You know, I got to confirm these things, so just making sure.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, I guess out of this whole thing, I mean, what was the reason you guys were even looking at selling?
Some legal issues, some personal legal issues.
Okay.
We bought the home. Right, we bought the home for $153,300.
Okay.
I mean, I just pulled out the paperwork and everything on it. I'm sure you will too. So I'm sure we can come to some type of agreement. It's a nice property. It's a nice house and a nice area. We're not looking to screw you guys over. You know, we understand you guys need a good profit margin. You're doing us a favor. So, I mean, if you could just take a look at the information and give me a call back.
Yeah, and my goal is, it sounds like, you know, and correct me if I'm mistaken, but there's some urgency on your end, right, to know what your plan is, or to, you know, not necessarily, you know, pick an offer or go with an offer, but, you know, come up with your plan, right? You know, you're in a
yes.
situation where it just benefits you to sell. You're working on coming up with that plan that's going to help you in all this. Which it sounds like selling is going to be the best route. You said you guys bought the property for
153,300.
And is there a mortgage currently on the property, ma'am?
No, it's paid off.
Okay. You know, and I guess when it's all said and done, and I know it sounds like you're just sort of doing your homework, but did you have any idea as far as the price where you would need to be at to even be able to consider selling?
Well, obviously we wouldn't want to go under what we paid. I mean, but according
yes,
to the estimate, to the ranges and the projected and you know the projections and everything, honestly, it says you know, based on the area and everything, and it says like a low value is 177, and like on the high end is 348. I honestly thought that you guys would probably come back with some type of offer around 225, if I'm just being real honest. That was just my guesstimation,
yes,
but again, I don't want to tell you, you know, how to do your business.
Well, hey, I'll tell you what, you know, if someone asked me, hey, how much do you want out of the thing? I'm like, hey, I want $1 million, right? Like, you know, I want as much as possible. Like, you know, I understand this is your house and you have to walk away winning. So, I mean, we really care, you know, for our customers and make sure that everyone walks away out of this thing happy, because that's the only
right.
way.
I understand you guys
got to
make your money,
right.
and you know, we obviously don't want to go upside down.
And we don't hide that.
You know,
that was my next step. Is like, you know, we don't hide that, because you know, I'd be a big fat liar if I told you, hey, look, you know, we don't.
Hey, we're doing this for
the
fun of it.
Right. Exactly, for the fun of it, right? You know, so it's just a matter of being upfront and forward. And if we can come up with something that makes both sides happy, I mean, that's how you do business, you know, if you ask
Absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
So, you know, as far as time, you know, I know again, usually sales, I mean, it can be 2 weeks, but you need the money right away. Would you say like an advance would help you up front?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It would. Like I said, I mean,
okay.
with what's going on, we could work with like an advance of like 10 grand or something. And then just wait for the rest, you know, however long it takes, 2 or 3 weeks, whatever it takes. But we have like
yes,
pressing
ma'am.
Issues where, yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I grew up in a family with five other siblings. I'm the middle child, and you know, I know there's one thing. It's like, you know, life takes you one certain way. You know, you might make a decision that maybe wasn't the best, or, you know, maybe you thought it was the best, it wasn't, and things just happen, and, you know, you have to improvise, right? You can only deal with the cards that you're dealt and do your best to get out of those situations. And it's like, you know, that's what I've learned with, from, you know, from my older siblings that, you know, I guess we're like in positions where, hey, sometimes you just have to, even though, like, you know, I'm sure you love the house, right? I'm sure you love keeping the rent.
Oh,
you know, you sound
gorgeous.
Like you like the
yeah.
church.
Love
it's
the tenants.
Property.
I love the home. Yeah, absolutely. But it just kind of got drew the short straw of the property. So, you know.
Yeah. Okay. And then the condition, I mean, I know we haven't even talked about that. I mean, what would you say the property looks like as far as the inside goes? Does it need a little bit of work? Have you done any remodeling?
We have not done any remodeling in like 3 years. But we haven't entered the property in like 2 years. We haven't gone inside. Like I said, they pay their rent religiously, and you know, we really haven't had a need to. So honestly, I couldn't really speak on a current condition. You guys are more than welcome to you know, check that out, or you know, I don't know how you guys do that, but
of course, no, exactly. And hey, this is it's just part of you know, the way we do business. It's like, you know, we're offering you a service where, you know, this is all going to be, it's all going to be simplified. That's the way we do business. So, you know, on average, I could assume everything's pretty much original, right, from when you last bought it. So original shape, other than normal wear and tear, you know, people have been living there for years. So that's what happens, normal wear and tear, house gets dirty, you know, right? You know, they're great tenants. They never take care of the house quite like you would, right?
Exactly. No one does. No one ever takes care of your stuff like you would.
Exactly. So, you know, looking at all this, I mean, you know, we know roughly ballpark what it costs us to remodel based off like the square footage and such, you know, and on your end, I mean, knowing you know, just your plan out of all this, I mean, and it's not really my decision. You know, I've got to run it past the owner of the company. He's a phone call away.
Sure.
And we work hand in hand. You know,
sure,
but
absolutely.
If we're able to make you an offer, you know, that made sense to you, you know, we're willing to advance you cash as long as the title is clear and everything is good. And then, like I said, we're flexible with working with the tenants. You know, is this something that you're interested in doing right away, if we can make you an offer you like?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, the sooner the better. I can't stress it. Like, we should have thought about this like last week. Seriously. Wish we would have, but
so it's definitely the right time to sell, right? Would you say for you?
Absolutely, yeah. It's something that we'd want to act on. You know, the sooner the better.
So let me ask you, and I know that you just, you know, reached out to us here right now. So it's just a matter of me, you know, if you wouldn't mind waiting, I'd place you on just a brief hold. You know, I'd get
no problem
in touch with the owner of the company here real quick. Two minutes, 3 minutes tops, and then, you know, I'll check in, kind of get an idea of what we can do. And then if it's something that makes sense, you know, we can get this whole thing started.
Okay. Sounds good. No problem. Thank you.
Okay. So give me just a second. I'm going to place on a brief hold, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Thank you very much. It's gonna be in Scottsdale, dude. Martha Stewart's in Scottsdale. She's in Scottsdale right now. I love her. Yes. She's here now. She's here right now. I love her. I love Martha Stewart. She's right now. Thank you. Yeah. love her, dude. Absolutely. I couldn't imagine a better Sally. I mean, imagine if she went to prison. Could you imagine a better Sally? I mean, no shit, dude. Fucking crisp sheets and shit. Homemade meal.
Thank you so much for...
I was talking about Martha Stewart's in town. I just saw that in the paper. I'm sorry. I love her though.
is there an event going on with her?
There is. She's at the West World of Scottsdale. She's at 18th through the 20th. She's here right now.
Awesome.
I didn't know that.
Is it a speaking engagement or is she cooking?
No, she's filming her home and garden show.
Oh wow, that's super cool. That's super cool.
I love her. Could you imagine her in prison, like in crisp sheets, like home cooked meal? You know, basically. Like, oh my God, I can ask for a better, show partner.
Right? She'll decorate the house, make it look nice and pretty. Right? You just show up and it's nice and the food. Right. That was like my thing when I moved out of my parents' house the first, when I was first moving out, got my first apartment. I didn't realize like how much, I love my mom. I never ate it.
I know. I mean, I didn't realize I was making the bed the wrong way until I saw Martha. She taught me the right way to make a bed.
That's funny. That's awesome. That's funny. You'll have to tell her in person right one day. Hey, I didn't know I was making my bed wrong. thank you for your patience, by the way.
No problem.
I just got off the phone with the owner of the company here right now, and even though it's like it's the owner of the company, it's never really his final decision either. It's a matter of getting the contractor, and they're the people who do all the work for us, and getting the people who let us borrow the money. Right, we're not billionaires. We don't just have hundreds of millions of dollars sitting around to purchase property. We still use funding. It's cash.
Right,
funding, so
it's investment. Investors
exactly,
and investments.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So just looking in at the property in the area and just everything of where it's at right now, and talking over, like I said, with my partner here, if this was something we were going to buy as is, pay all the closing costs, there's no realtor fees or commissions or anything like that, we'd be anywhere on the side of like, 170 to 185, and we can close, like I said, right away in advance cash. I know it's not quite that 220, but it's competitive and in that nature, and that's really in the ballpark where we're able to get. Do you think that's something that would work for you, ma'am?
You said that's, and you guys would be able to like advance like 10,000 with that, right away?
And it just depends on yes, we can. To answer your question, yes. Now let me give you the specifics. So the way it works, and it's already the weekend right now, of course, is happy Saturday, by the way.
Yeah, you too.
So this is something that, the sooner we get started, the sooner we can advance cash. So I can't just show up right now with the check and say, okay, you accepted our offer, here's this check. We just have to make sure the title is clear, make sure that you're the owner. And the sooner we get that done, the sooner we can advance cash. So say you accept our offer right now. This is something we send over to the title company, and they'll probably have it ready by tomorrow afternoon, if not early Monday morning. And then at that point, that's when we're able to release cash, as soon as they give us the green light to advance. But this is something that we could advance the amount of cash that you need.
Okay, absolutely. So tell me what I need to do on mine.
So I know I kind of gave you that estimate roughly in that 170 to 185. We're still waiting on the bank. You could call our money partner, the bank. We're waiting on him to just get this thing approved. And like I said, the owner of the company, our CEO here, he's already working on it. So if you wouldn't mind waiting for probably just another minute or so, and then we'll actually be able to submit whatever to your email and then get this thing started right now.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
So here's what's next, I guess. Do you have access to your email right now?
Well, I'm on my phone, and that's my access to my email at the moment. But.
Okay, so here's what's your email address?
It is K-E-L-L-I-E.
I'm sorry,
K-E-L-L-I-E.
Okay, Kelly.
LUDEWIG at gmail.com.
Okay, thank you very much. And I'm just going to confirm that that's Kelly Lubwig at gmail.com.
Correct. The property is in my fiance's name, but I have full power of attorney.
Okay,
and I have that paper for you also.
Yeah, and as long as he shows up at when it's time to receive, like, so I know we're planning on give you guys a small advance. You know, as long as he shows up at closing table and it's time to receive the rest of the money, that's all that they'll require him to be there. And then
sure, no problem.
And then when we advance the cash, he'll probably have to sign off on something too that says that we advanced.
Okay, no problem.
Here's what's next. I'm actually going to place you on just one more brief hold, and I'm going to be, like I said, just placing you on a brief hold, and then we're going to get this thing filled out here together and then get everything started.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Okay, give it just a second, Kelly. Thank you.
You know what I mean? You paid. I wasn't. That's not the time. So. That one. Thank you. But I'm not even going to use one of these. Okay. Cool. Okay. Cool. Oh, yeah, this is what I need right here. Oh, yeah. All day, every day.
Hey, Kelly, are you still with me?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm just making sure. I hate when the big companies place me on hold. They piss me off.
Oh, it's okay.
So I just wanted to check in, let you know I'm still here. It should all be but a minute or so. We're finalizing our numbers, so we're going to get this thing sent out to you shortly. I just wanted to check in.
Sure, no problem. In the meantime, okay. can I get your contact information?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm actually that's part of us filling you in on everything. So I'm going to give you everything you need to know. I'm just, like I said, figuring out these small details. So if you bear with me for just a minute, and then when I come back, I'll let you know everything you need to know about me and
sure.
our company.
No problem. That's
okay.
Fine. Thank
Give
you
me
very
just
much.
A second. Thank you.
Okay. I didn't mean to say that because I let me use it. Okay. No. So it's me. I'm a very family oriented person. Mine comes more often. I'm just joking. Really? You really want to see that? Just saying, careful what you wish for. I cannot believe Martha Stewart's in town. Martha. She's like the epiphany of home ec with a little bit of fucking naughty. Because I know I saw the episode where she did with the listener. She was totally stoned on that show. She was totally stoned on that show. The episode she did with Snoop, totally. So she's like the epiphany of Betty Crocker.
Hey, Kelly, thanks again for your patience.
Oh, no problem.
I just wanted to check in with you. I have some real good news. We're just able to get everything approved with our money partner and our contractor. So we're able to come in at the 180 sharp, which would be a firm net offer to you. And again, we're accepting to pay the closing costs, the title fees, and just everything that rolls over with the sale. And then I know you said you had some, you know, you want to get my information, right? You know what you're dealing with. So did you?
Well, actually, to be real, real honest with you, I forgot your name.
No, of course. Hey, it's that's what I'm here for is to make sure that, you know, everyone's on the same page. And I know we kind of got off started, you know, from, you know, talking about the house and how we could help you. So I understand. My name is Andy Garcia. Even my mom like forgets my name sometimes, so it's okay. She has, you know, there's a lot of us siblings, so she'll be like, Andy, no, wait, no, Isaac.
So she does the roll call. You get the roll
exactly.
Call too.
I'm used to it. It's not a big deal. So I was able to get that approved. I'm actually just logging into my computer here at my desk, try to get this thing sent out to you.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh.
Sorry about that. I'm actually just drafting up the offer right now. So it pretty much just states everything we've talked about. I know I'm telling you that we're going to take it as is, that we're going to be doing all this. And, you know, we're going to – so that'll be in writing. So we send over to a title company. And that's actually the way the transaction works. So – you know, I'm in charge of making sure that you get paid, and there's a title company that is in charge of all the paperwork.
Okay.
And that'll be who we send this over to, and then, you know, I'm hoping here by tomorrow or Monday they let us know, hey, we're able to confirm ownership. Let's go ahead and advance this cash.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, and then just be patient with me for just a moment. You've been awesome, by the way. Thank you. I know these like computer syntax the slowest when you need them. So,
oh, Oh, no, that's every day with me, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
This is actually going a lot smoother than anything else has this year, so. So are you actually in the valley? Do you actually live in the valley? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'm here local, born and raised, lived here my whole life. I love it here. Do you like living here in Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people complain about it, but I like it.
Oh, no, I know. It's great. I like it. I grew up in Texas. So this is way better than that.
Oh, did you? What part of Texas?
Northeast. I'm Paris, Texas.
Okay. And did you move out here just because, like, friends or family were out here?
Ex-husband.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. So, Brady,
we're here for his job.
We're glad to have you. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you. I've been here like 22 years.
So. Oh, have you?
So I actually wore a sweatshirt all day today, if that lets you know how long I've been here.
what's your plan for the rest of the weekend once you get this house sold?
A lot of other business to take care of. Actually, but it should have. It should have. Right, it's a lot of meetings with an attorney and about other issues and. Yeah, but it sure does take a lot of. It helps with a lot of the stress.
I think when it's all said and done, you've got this thing taken care of. You've got to take a small, staycation or, treat yourself to a spa day or something.
Yeah, that sounds lovely. It probably won't ever happen, but that sounds lovely.
we'll make sure we treat you to one. We'll make sure that we'll treat you one when this whole thing's wrapped up. I'll get our office admin to send you like a coupon or something for a spa day. We'd love to do that for you.
Oh, you're too nice. Thank you. Not to do that.
We truly take care about we truly care about the people that we work with, and we don't feel that there's people placed in front of us on accident. We're here to help, and we're sincere, and it's a family owned business, so we just make sure to take care of everyone that we work with.
Well, thank you so much.
Finalize sending this this written offer to your email. So what kind of phone do you have, actually?
Motorola or something. I don't know what it is.
Motorola. Okay, so here's what we'll do. You'll actually, and I don't know if you know how to operate with, so you'll just place me on the speaker, and you'll place me on the speaker, and then.
And go ahead and open my email.
Exactly. Go ahead and open your email with me so I can walk you through this, make sure there's no questions, and then I can give you everything else you need to know, and then, get this thing wrapped up.
You there?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm here.
All right. I'm just getting my email out almost right now.
Yeah, take your time, no worries.
And who's it coming from? Like what?
So you'll see it from our company email. It's homeequitypros@gmail.com.
Okay.
And so homeequitypros@gmail.com. And super simple and to the point. Like I know a lot of real estate people, they'll bring you like a 30-page contract. You don't even know what you're signing, right? So we've actually, like I said, we take pride in how simple it is to work with us. Our purchase agreement is only a page and a half long. It states everything we've discussed, nothing more, nothing less. And I just sent it here now. So if you want to go ahead and open up your email, like I said, it should be from homeequitypros@gmail. You'll see my name on there, Andy Garcia.
It must be slow too, so it's not through yet. And you can kellieluding@gmail.com.
That's right, kellylove@gmail.com.
No, Ludwig.
Ludwig. That's right. I see that. Sorry about that. Give me just a second.
Okay. No problem.
It's about that time of the evening for me. I think I gotta go and have some dinner, maybe a cocktail, right?
Hey, I got one in my pocket.
Oh, do you?
I do actually. I picked one up earlier.
It's Saturday, that's for sure. All right, and just about finished getting these corrections made. Give me just a second. Right, if you want to go ahead and refresh your email, you should see it in there now.
So what is your email address? Home Equity Pros.
HomeEquityPros@gmail.com is where you should receive it from, and it should say like, please DocuSign purchase of real estate.
Tell me if you get this email.
Okay. All right. Did you and that's
did you get an email right now?
Give me a second.
On the subject line, I just put test.
Okay, so I don't think so. I want to make sure. I'm going to spell it. Oh, okay. Here we go. There was a. That was just a glitch with our computer. Give me just a second.
Okay.
I'm telling you, these computers, right? It's right when you need them. I think they're against us. They're plotting against us. But I might sound like a little bit of a conspiracy theorist right there.
No, they're going to take over one day. We're making them too smart.
Yeah, they're bound to, right?
They actually have them where they think for themselves, like real people.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. I seen like a video where like these, there was two artificial intelligence robots that actually
arguing with each other.
They were communicating, and like they found their own way of communication. So even though they were only taught to communicate one way, they actually were like communicating with like coded messages, which is super crazy.
That's insane.
Super insane. All right. And if you want to go ahead and refresh your email for me one more time.
Okay.
All right. And tell me if you got it this time around.
But keep the fingers crossed.
All right. And that's Ludwig, right? Ludwig?
Lude.
Oh, like, okay. There we go. That's the mistake we're having. All right, so now it's in there. If you just want to try refreshing it, should be in there. Third time's a charm.
Yep, okay, got it.
awesome. All right, so this is, like I said, our written offer. You just go ahead and open that up for me.
Okay-do.
And then I'll walk you through it. We'll get this thing filled out, send it over to the title company, and then work on getting you that advance that you need.
Okay.
All right. All right, and just let me know when you have the document pulled up right in front of you.
Yes. Okay, it says select start to begin, and then the, in front of that it says have questions about this document, comments are the quickest way to get answers, so I just click OK on that.
Yeah, exactly. So just, then, it should give you the option to say OK or next or proceed
okay.
or something along the lines of that.
And so now it says select start to begin, and it's got the contract pulled up. So I just click start.
Exactly.
Or?
So you hit start, and it'll let you, it'll give you the option to review the document.
Okay. Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. All right. So as you would see, this agreement would be made on the 19th day of October by and between Herbert G. Ludwig III and our company, Home Equity Pros. And then we've got your property at 804 Rosemont Drive. And, I mean, we're really taking the property as it stands. So the description includes any fixtures, window and floor coverings, built-in appliances, draperies, hardware shades, blinds, door screen awnings, outdoor plants, things of that nature. So pretty much we're taking the property as it stands, super self-explanatory. You see the price that we've agreed upon, which is the $180,000. And then you see the earnest money section. So that $500, that's actually coming out of our pocket. It's not anything you have to pay. We actually
okay.
have to send that along with the title company in order to get the whole process started. And then the following terms would be applicable to this agreement. So number one, closing costs, attorney fees, title fees, other miscellaneous costs that would be paid in following fashion by the buyer. So self-explanatory, and I'm telling you that we're going to cover everything. So just as I said, we are. It clearly states it on there. Number two, the only thing we don't pay are any taxes, liens, encumbrances, or mortgages that are paid in full by the seller. So just anything you owe, you pay, and then everything any other expenses will be paid by us. Make sense?
Okay.
So far, any questions?
So far, so good.
Okay, and then number three. So the seller and buyer will set closing to be as soon as possible for all parties, but no later than 30 days. So with that said, I know our goal is to get this thing closed out ASAP. We just have to work out a plan with the tenants, you know, and in mm-hmm. case it does end up taking something like 2-3 weeks or so, you know, that's why we've offered to advance you cash, you know, so I know that should help you a bit there.
Yes, sir.
And then number four, property sold as is with no warranties implied or stated from seller. So, you know, pretty self-explanatory once again. And then number five, I know people live there, so this one will be a little different. It'll just be something we schedule. And it says the seller is to provide the buyer with permission to access property for purposes such as evaluation of repairs needed and for final inspection. Mm-hmm. So I know there's renters in there, so we'll just communicate it whether you give us their number or we go and introduce ourselves and work out a plan for them, right, for them to move.
Okay.
So, yeah, exactly. And then number six, this offer is contingent on the seller providing a clear title to the buyer. So, you know, if the property doesn't have a clear title, you know, in that case, we wouldn't be able to sell. But I know you guys are the owners, free and clear. You paid off the mortgage, so we should be good to go as long as all that's accurate. And then And then the title report and survey has to be ordered promptly, and if not available on the settlement date, then the settlement may be delayed up to 14 business days. So this is just for us. This is something that as soon as we get filled out, we actually have to send over to the title company. So does that make sense?
Yes, sir. I'm with you so far.
And then number eight, offer subject to financial partners' approval. I know that's exactly what we called them for. At the beginning of this phone call, I told you I was calling them. We got everything figured out already, so we're good to go. And then number nine is there to protect you as well as ourselves, right? Like, I know you don't want to get $1 million for this house, but upon you signing, you know, we can't change the price. We can't change it lower. So just any changes have to be made in writing and mutually agreed upon, rightfully so.
Okay, understand.
And then number 10, risk of loss. So, you know, may the greater good forbid that the property is damaged prior to the transfer of title, like by any fires or anything major. it would just give us the option to cancel if anything crazy like that happened.
Okay.
And then number 11, super simple. This instrument becomes a binding agreement when accepted by the seller and signed by both buyer and seller.
Okay.
Okay, so as long as everything makes sense, you look down there at the bottom of that page, it says the title company's information. You'll actually be able to work with them directly. And like I said, they're handling all the paperwork. And like I said, we'll be here to pay for the property. And then, like I said, that way you have direct contact to them. You ask them, you know, for updates as the sale goes. And then you have all their information there.
Okay.
So just, you know, as long as all makes sense, we just get it should give you the option to adopt an initial and sign, and you just get this thing filled out. And then we'll send it over to them right now.
Okay. And so about the advancement, should that be in the contract right now or no?
Oh, so that goes back to the seller. So and if you want to go up to number 6, this offer is contingent on the seller providing a clear title to the buyer. And we have 10 days to determine this. So as soon as we get a clear title, we're going to be able to make that advance, but it's just a matter of getting clear title first, and then upon us getting that advance, we'll sign something with you that says we have to advance you X amount of dollars. But we have to get everything started to make sure title is clear. Does that make sense?
I just wanted to ask because I don't know. So you just need to initial where the little thing is? Okay, now how do I do that on this? I just click on it?
Exactly. So it should where it says seller, have like an option for you to sign.
Okay. Now, being as I have power of attorney, do I sign my name or his name?
What's that?
Being as I have power of attorney, do I sign my initials or his initials? Or my name or his name?
It would be his. Okay. Yeah, exactly. It would just be his. And then it's the same thing as long as there's that consent, of course.
Okay.
Okay.
Adopt an initial, yeah?
There you go. So you click on that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. And then it should say once you sign there, it should give you the option to finish. Hit finish somewhere.
Okay. Save copy of your document. Yes. Okay.
Okay, well, Kelly, I have everything that we need for now.
And, okay.
You know, I want to thank you for trusting us with the sale of your house, and, you know, we really appreciate it. We look forward to working with you, and then if you need absolutely anything at all, just reach out to us. I'll make sure that the title company gets the report for us quick so we're able to get you that money as soon as possible, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
And then, before you get off the phone, I want to give you my personal information. That way, you can contact me directly because you're actually calling the office line right now, and I want to make sure you have direct access.
Okay, I'm ready. But
okay, my cell phone number is 623-282-6831.
Okay.
Okay, and then again, Andy Garcia, just give me a call if you have any questions or anything like that, and then congratulations on selling your house, by the way.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you. We look forward to working with you. Have a good rest of your day, and like I said, we're going to treat you to that spa day as soon as we get this thing wrapped up. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.
You too.